When it comes to cancer, we know the body's microbes can be both harmful and beneficial. We know there's certain microbes that may promote cancer growth, but others seem to bolster the body's immune systems against cancer or to help cancer treatments work better. There's a lot of research going on microbiome, and it's not yet clear which specific microbes have beneficial and which ones have detrimental roles in cancer development. However, research, as always, is ongoing. Now, many investigations did find links between the abundance of specific organisms that comprise the microbiome and the risk of colon, squamous cell, and esophageal cancers. These are just sort of observations at this time, and although we are seeing an increasing link, we don't yet know enough to use this information to help modify someone's prevention of cancer or their risk in cancer treatment. What we do know enough to say is that lifestyle has a lot of influence on the different species of bugs that end up colonizing the gut. Well-balanced diet, exercise, those are very important key components that can promote a diverse microbiome that is associated with good health.